Well, today we're visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2019 at Exira EHK High School. And we're going to start today with...
Josh Pettipier.
Josh, introduce us to your family.
I'm a brother of... I have two brothers. One's going to be 20, and then the other one's going to go into 8th grade next year. And my parents both are pretty hard workers. My dad works the night shift at Menards, and my mom has two jobs right now.
Okay, and your folks are?
Jeff and Kelly Pettipier.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about classwork. What kind of classes did you enjoy?
I really enjoyed my math classes, even though I know a lot of people really think I'm weird for that. But I just really liked crunching numbers and being able to figure stuff out like that.
Is that something that's always come easy to you, or have you had to work at it?
I'd say it's pretty easy. My brothers are both good at it, and my grandpa was a math teacher, so...
Okay, so you had a head start there. Good. Let's talk a little bit about teachers. Are there any teachers that you're going to be talking about with your buddies here, say, 10 years from now at a class reunion?
I'd say Miss Jessen was the one that had the biggest impact on me because she was a math teacher, and she not only helped me, like, with my classwork, and she made me understand math really easily, but she also helped me out with some stuff that I was going through with my life. Mm-hmm. So... she just had a big impact on me.
Oh, very good. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been involved in?
Sports. I played football, basketball, track, and baseball. And I am in Leo Club. I was president of Leo Club this year, and I'm in tag and quiz bowl team.
Okay. For folks who don't know, tell what Leo Club is.
Leo Club is a club that makes and provides service opportunities that are in the community to the members of the club.
Okay. So it's a leadership group?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Did you have a favorite among all those things?
I mean, basketball was always my favorite sport, but this past year I definitely loved football a lot more. So.
Okay, very good. What about accomplishments? Do you have any accomplishments that you think you're going to look back on and be real proud of?
I can't really think of any accomplishments right now that'll really stick out, but this year in football I made – third team All-State for punter, and I think I was first team All-District quarterback. So those right now are the ones that are sticking in my mind.
Sure.
So.
Very good. Well, let's talk about the future for you. Where will you be this fall?
This fall I'm going to Simpson College, and I'm going to major in management and minor in sports administration, and I'm going to play football too. Okay. Try to play quarterback and punter. So.
Okay. Why Simpson?
The coaching staff there was really, like, energetic, and they have one of the youngest coaching staffs in their conference right now, and they're on the rise, too, so it's something that I want to be a part of, and then their sports administration program is really good, so I'm hoping to get a good kickstart on my career.
Are your career as, do you have an idea what you want to do?
I'd love to be in management for a professional sports team. Like a general manager for an NBA team or something like that.
Sure. Okay. Set your sights high then. Very good. Mm-hmm. Give the eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they start school here in the high school in the fall?
To not be intimidated and to get their work done, because I know there are a lot of people that when they get to their senior year, they just wish that they tried a little harder their freshman year. So.
Yeah, you want to get ahead of that game, don't you? Very good. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next?
Mary Carroll.
Mary, introduce us to your family.
I'm the daughter of Dwight Carroll and Colleen Driscoll. I have five siblings. My oldest is Katie, and then Shiloh, Jack, Will, and Ev. Will and Ev are still in high school, but Jack is in college, as is Shiloh, and Katie is graduated and now working in Harlan.
Very good. Five siblings. So you don't want to be late for dinner, do you?
No.
No.
Definitely the first at the dinner table,
yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Well, let's talk about classes. What'd you like?
I really enjoyed chemistry, oddly enough. I know a lot of people probably disagree with that opinion, but I really liked the challenge, and I actually, like, learned a lot in that class.
Okay. What about teachers? Anybody who has really kind of left a mark on you?
Mrs. Waylert, for sure. She taught chemistry, and the way that she really, like, got personally involved in her students was unlike any other teacher that I knew. It didn't matter who the student was. She would ask about your day. She was very caring, but she was also a demanding teacher who wanted to get the best out of her students, and she wasn't easy on anyone.
Okay. Let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
I've been a trap shooter for 4 years. I've golfed for 4 years. I've been an FFA. I've been an officer for 3 years. This year, I've been had the honor of being the president. As a student council, I've had the honor of being the president there. I think that's about it.
Okay. You have a favorite out of all those things?
Probably FFA or trap shooting. Those two kind of go hand in hand. But being the FFA president, I really like developed a lot of leadership skills, which I didn't know I had. And I thought that our success through the chapter this year, how it grew, how we got eighth graders involved, I was really impressed by that.
Sure. You feel that's one of your better accomplishments?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Last year, our FFA chapter was a little lacking in most areas. I think most everyone who was involved can agree with that. And this year, we really had more activities to do. People were more excited about it. More people showed up for everything. It was just really successful overall.
Very good. Well, let's talk about the future then for you. Where will you be this fall?
I will be going to Northeast Nebraska Community College in Norfolk, Nebraska. I will be majoring in veterinary technology to become a vet tech.
Okay. Is that something you've always wanted to do?
It wavered for me between being a vet and a doctor. But then I decided that I don't really like people, so being a doctor is silly. And then I decided I didn't want to live my life in college to become a vet for, 8 years. So vet tech was the next logical step because it's kind of like the nursing of veterinary medicine, and it's only a 2-year degree, so I can get out pretty fast.
Okay, get started right away. Bad news for you, though. Pets have owners.
Yeah.
and they're usually people.
Not so excited about that. They're probably going to be more upset about their little fluffy than if it was their child. So
no, you'll be all right. Tell us, give those eighth graders some advice. Tell them what they need to know before they get started with high school.
Like Josh said, I really regret not paying attention to my grades freshman year because it definitely messed me up. But also to not get so distracted by the people around us, because I think a lot of people, girls in particular, can get involved in drama, and that's just silly. Just stay out of it.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks. Good luck to you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Well, thanks. All right. Who's next?
I'm Jada LaCan.
Jada, introduce us to your family.
I'm the daughter of Jody and Alyssa LaCan, and then I have three younger brothers. Jack is a freshman this year, and then Jonas is in 7th grade, and Jacob's a 5th grader.
Okay. Which one's your favorite?
probably...
Okay, I'll stop you right there.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Tell us about classwork. What'd you enjoy?
I really like math. I know it's, weird to think about that, but I've just always enjoyed trying to, figure out the problem and then find the answer at the end. I don't know. It's like a mystery.
Have you been good at it, or do you have to work hard at it?
I felt comfortable doing math until this year, probably. This year's a little tougher.
It happens. Yeah. Talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
I've been in Leo Club for 4 years, volleyball for 4 years. I'm in yearbook this year, which has been a little hectic. A couple other things, but I probably can't remember them.
Do you have a favorite activity?
I like yearbook. I don't know, it was kind of crazy this year because we don't have very many people out, but it was just kind of fun to, take pictures of everybody and find, the best pictures possible and then try and put it all together and make it look good.
Okay. Team effort. It's always a team effort. What about teachers? Any teachers you're going to think back about that really kind of pushed you in the right direction?
I think I'm going to miss Miss Whaler because she taught, for her classes, she doesn't... I don't know. She kind of, pushed you to the very hardest that you could possibly go. Mm-hmm. And I'm really thankful for that because it really made me, realize that if I do work hard enough, I can get there.
Yeah, very good. What about accomplishments for you? Do you have anything that you'll be most proud of when you look back?
I'm just kind of proud of surviving high school. I didn't think I could do it.
Well, good. Set the bar pretty low and you're sure to succeed, right? Yep. Well, let's talk about the future for you. Where will you be this fall?
I'm going to attend Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids.
Okay. Why Kirkwood?
I went there, I'm going to major in nursing, and when I saw their nursing program, it's amazing. It's so crazy. They got a really big grant, and they did amazing things with it.
Very good. Why nursing? Is that something you've always had an interest in?
Yeah, I've just always enjoyed, I don't know, I really want to deal with kids. I want to make sure that they, feel better. Mm-hmm. I've just always loved, helping them out, and I've always been interested in the human body and human anatomy.
Okay. Well, help out those 8th graders. Give them some advice.
If I could tell the 8th grader something, I'd probably tell them that, you know, you have to pay attention to your grades. That's a really big thing. But also, like, don't forget that you're a freshman, that you still need to have fun and still, like, remember that in a couple years you're going to be graduating and have to go to college like me.
Yep, that's right. All right, very good. Well, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
All right. And next we have?
Ian Leader.
Okay. Ian, introduce us to your family.
I'm the youngest of 3 siblings. John Leader is my father, and Peggy Leader is my mom. I have 2 sisters. One just graduated college down at Northwest Missouri State, and the other one will be attending her second year here at Iowa Western next fall. So.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about classes. What did you like?
Math, like a lot of the ones we've had here. Math is my favorite. I don't know, I like they said, crunching numbers and coming up with, always having a solution.
Mm-hmm. It seems like more and more students are trending toward those STEM areas when it comes to their education. Is that kind of the trend it's been here too at Exira EHK?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are starting to like math, and then of course science. Both of these ladies here said they enjoyed science, and then the technology obviously is becoming a big part of our world. So I think the STEM category will be major here in the next few years.
Okay. What about teachers? Who will you think back fondly about?
Well, of course, Ms. Jessen and Mrs. Boyson. They were both my math teacher for past 4 years. And then Mr. Newton, he was a shop teacher here. He's taught me how to build some pretty creative things, and he's the basketball coach, so he's taught multiple life lessons along the way.
Okay. What about extracurricular activities? What all have you been involved in?
I've been involved in football, basketball, baseball, and track, Leo Club, Tag, National Honor Society, and Quiz Bowl. I think that's most of them. I attended the Boys State here for the American Legion the summer of my junior year, so just a couple of, last summer, I guess.
Sure. Do you have any accomplishments that you're going to look back on and be real proud of?
Yeah, a couple team accomplishments. I mean, our football team here this past fall, we came up one game short of going to the Unidome, but we were the district champs. And then basketball, we also were one game short of the Wells Fargo, but we built a lot of good chemistry and team bonding along the way. So.
Very good. Well, what about this fall? Where will you be?
I will be going to Iowa State and majoring in agricultural engineering.
Okay. Why Iowa State?
Their wonderful egg program they have down there, and then I just thought it'd be a good culture to be a part of.
Okay. Is ag something you've always had an interest in?
Yep. Yes, I do like the ag. I think they have a great area they can improve on, and there's a lot of improvements that need to be made, and I just like working on the farm, and I see a lot of improvements that can be done.
Okay, very good. Well, give those 8th graders some advice then. What should they know?
Do your homework. That's, if you turn in your homework, you can get half of the points right there. Don't worry about the tests. I mean, you need to study, but they're not as easy as it, or they're not as hard as it seems. And then just have fun. Go out and enjoy your high school career, because you only get it once. So.
That's true. Very good. All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Ian, thank you so much. Ian, Jada, Mary, and Josh, some of the tops of the class of 2019 at Exira EHK.